to get all the 3 points and be champions. But second half, the gaffer says there's at half time, we need to speed things up, get the tempo quicker, and we'll win the match comfortably. And I think the second half, that's the best we've played in a long time. And credit to all the lads, we stuck together. And once we got the second, it could have been 6 or 7 today.
What was it like being out there in the second half when you're 3 and 4 and 5 up, and you know that you're going to have these celebrations at the end?
Once we went 2-0 up, it's obviously a good cushion, but you always know one goal changes the game. Once you get the third, you're always telling yourself you want the fourth to be double safe. We got the fourth, and then the fifth came, and the relief after the third and fourth goal was brilliant. And then you could just see the boys just relaxed a lot more. We played like just started being a lot more confident, and we played within ourselves.
Because I think it's fair to say, in the past couple of weeks at least, the performances haven't been fantastic, but the second half performance today was like the Swindon we've been used to seeing this season.
Yeah, I'd even go back further in the past 2 weeks. I think the past month we've not been great. We've back at Plymouth a few weeks ago, we grinded out a 1-0 result. There's a lot of times we've grinded out results, but you need to do that here in a league, and to be successful you need to do that, because you can't be pretty every week and win 5-6-0. But I think that's our biggest win of the season today, wasn't it? Again, credit to the players and just to the club as a whole. It's about time this club got a smile on its face.
You've been worked really hard by the manager, Paolo Di Canio, and his backroom staff this season, but this is your just rewards for all that hard work, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I wouldn't normally tell you this, but that was one of the things that we'd mentioned before the game and the huddle. We've had a long season. We've worked really, really hard. We've done the first 60 days. We didn't get a day off. We were in from 9 to 7 at night, and these are the days that make those days worthwhile. So just had to plant that seed in a few of the boys' minds. And I knew it came down to today, and as I said, it's been a long, tough season. The manager is the first one to say he's a tough manager to work under. It's his way or no way, but look what happens when you follow him, you win trophies.
And what a debut season for you as captain too.
It is, yeah. I still see myself as I'm still relatively young, and it's definitely the best moment of my career. Not just winning it, but to captain a senior side, to lead to a promotion first and foremost, but to be champions is something else. We're a really young squad, to be honest. We've got Maka, Al Connell, and I think Ben are the only ones that, and Ollie, the only ones that are maybe late 20s, early 30s, and a lot of us are really young, and we're just enjoying every minute of it.
Not many players were here 12 months ago when the club suffered relegation. I mean, they were really in the mire. You were around when it happened. Just tell me what the change has been like over that period.
Well, last year we didn't just get relegated, we were humiliated, to be honest. We embarrassed ourselves. We finished rock bottom. We,